from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you've proven to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children no older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music and have nothing but fun and music. And I God bless you for it.
The man you just saw was Max Yasger, the owner of a farm in Bethel, New York, where Woodstock was held. Woodstock, a 3-day concert full of peace and music, took place on August 15th through the 18th in 1969.
I've never seen anything like this, man.
A rock music festival that drew hundreds of thousands of young people to a dairy farm in White Lake, New York over the weekend came to an end today. And we have a report from Richard O'Brien.
They listened for 3 days, and today they sounded the retreat and headed for home. The sponsors said it was going to be 3 days of peace and music. It was that all right, and much more. Estimates of the crowd ranged up to more than 300,000, and it was that size that caused most of the trouble. That and the rainstorms that turned the big dairy meadow into a mud farm. The big problem was that no one had even the slightest notion that they would come in such numbers. Today, wearied but still light of heart, they huddled their masses and set out for home. And they headed in every direction. As one official pointed out, with 300,000 people, you are not dealing with just a crowd, but virtually a city. And as a city, it had city problems. One youngster died of a suspected overdose of heroin. 80 others were arrested on drug charges. Another boy killed when the driver of a tractor failed to see him inside a sleeping bag. One of the promoters says he wouldn't try this again unless he could rent the Grand Canyon. He may have to. Already there are threats of lawsuits from local business people who called it a disgrace. The kids said it was just great. And so, it's all over except for the massive cleanup job that remains. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, having done its thing, quietly folds its tent and steals away. Till another day. Richard O'Brien, CBS News, White Lake, New York.
In a minute, we'll have CBS News correspondent John Lawrence with an analysis of the White Lake phenomenon.
right. Hello, everybody. I got a great show for you today. You're listening to Rosano Radio. I'm your host, FR. And today, we're going to be counting down the year 1969. And you just heard Something by the Beatles. And before that, we had a few clips on the historic three-day Woodstock Festival. And at the very top, we had President Nixon talking to Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon. Okay, let's get right to it. Here's the top 10 songs of 1969.
10. Oh, now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover,
down and mess me around and then worst of all, never thought, baby, when you say you will, I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score, but now you've treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. Fall in love. I'm never gonna fall in love. You in his arms, I just broke down and cried, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. For someone else, baby, I broke up all inside, and it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again.
Oh, I'm never gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder, 'cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky tonk ribbon. Give me, give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
Can't get next to you. Sugar,
You just heard the top 10 songs of 1969, according to Billboard magazine. And they were, at number 10, Tommy James and the Shondells with Crimson and Clover. Number 9 was Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations. Number 8 was I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Tom Jones. Number 7 was Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 6 was Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Number 5 was Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 4 was Honky Tonk Woman by The Rolling Stones. Number 3, I Can't Get Next to You by The Temptations. Number 2, Aquarius Let the Sunshine In by The Fifth Dimension. And at number 1 was The Archies with Sugar Sugar. And at the very top, we had President Nixon talking to Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon. We also had some information on Woodstock, which happened in 1969 as well. Don't touch that dial. We got 20 more minutes of great music coming your way.
You're listening to Rosano Radio on WMFO and Method Mass, 91.5 FM and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
I'm your host, FR, and if you need to get in touch with me, just go to RosanoRadio.com. That's R-O-S-S-A-N-O Radio.com and click on the contact link. If you want to get your music on this show, go to RosanoRadio.com for more info. Or if you want to give me a shout, hey, you can call me at 855-915-9636.
Was a Sunday. Hi, this is Neri Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
It was late last night. I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not.
Right, that was I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren. And before that, we had The Rain by Terry Draper. And that's off his new CD, Sunset on Mars. You can pick it up at terrydraper.com. All right, that's going to do it for my show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to leave you with Reflections of My Life by The Marmalade. All right, till we meet again, be kind to each other and have a great week.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Far from the city, where the Lorax roams free, is the home of the magical truffula trees. In a place you will love, with things you'll adore, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more.
Just like hearing you say it.
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. If you alright, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition, I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. 'Cause I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. Suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
At 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one-girl show?